House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Appropriations Committee Chairman Dave Obey are willing to pay for the $100 billion needed by the Bush administration to continue the war in Iraq, but only under certain conditions. Obey, Wisconsin's senior member of Congress, says that includes the president certifying that political and military gains are being made in Iraq. If not, troops should be pulled out by March 1, 2008. If progress is being made, then troops can remain only until August of 2008. Obey says withdrawing U.S. forces will take away an insurgent recruiting tool, but still leave a quagmire in Iraq.
There will be chaos not just in Iraq, but there will be chaos in many of the neighboring states, and I'm afraid that his policies will lead in the end to the destabilization of other governments in that region. That's a price we have to pay for George Bush's horrendous mistake.
Obey says withdrawal will not be undercutting U.S. troops.
You've got to be kidding. I mean, when the troops are undercut is when they come back to this country and find out that they can't get the treatment they need for brain damage, when they find out that they're sitting at Walter Reed Hospital in moldy quarters dangerous to people's health.
The appropriations bill will also include more money for VA hospitals and transfer more troops to Afghanistan to fight Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.